Here's a song for all those on the road this weekend, a perfect driving tune.
On the wheels of a Chevy, 1964, Dad packed a family and drove from Chesapeake to the Bay of Frisco.
It's about a young girl traveling with her parents, with her hand out the car window and hair blowing back. She's watching the white lines on the highway. White Lines, the title track of her debut album, is something of an autobiography of violinist and singer-songwriter Susie Tyrell. Now she's not only promoting the album, she's also been on the road with Bruce Springsteen, playing her violin and singing backup in the Rising Tour. Susie Tyrell joins us from our New York bureau. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Well, you've just returned from this European tour with Bruce Springsteen. He's a performer who's famous for these very long concerts. It must have been exhausting for you.
It was exhausting yet exhilarating. And the shows just, you know, it seemed each night they got a little bit longer because the fans wanted more and Bruce likes to give more. It was really exciting.
Yeah, this White Lines is your first solo album. You've been performing a long time with other artists, with Bruce Springsteen, with Sheryl Crow, Sean Colvin, many others. Was this a long time dream for you to go solo?
Yes, it was. And I think there was a little fear about it. It's very safe when you're a side person backing somebody else up. But I guess I hit a point in my life where I really needed to step out and move up to the mic and take control for myself.
The title song obviously tells a bit about yourself, but there's another one, Bleecker Street, that has a little bit of an autobiography there as well. What inspired you about Bleecker Street, about those days in Greenwich Village?
Well, it's all very true. Everything written in that song. I moved to New York when I was 19, and I guess it was 1977, and I met Patti Scalfa, and we became great friends very quickly. And
Bruce Springsteen's wife, of course.
Right. Yes. And then made up with another friend, Lisa Lowell, and we created a group called Trickster, and went out and played the streets. Made a moderate living doing that, but really had some wonderful times. And obviously, if you listen to the song, you'll hear the freedom that we did enjoy at that point in our lives.
Up the corner at Sheridan Square, Martha he, she sat in roses in her matted hair. Danger lurked when drunken Jimmy came by, so he'd work him in the show and leave him with a crooked smile.
Did that song come easily to you, writing that? It seems to be very much a part of your life.
Yes. Actually, I struggled a little bit with it. I had the first verse down, and I think I got very self-conscious about it because I wanted to document it as honestly as possible and not to to document it in the way I saw those years, but also that Lisa and Patti, when they heard the song, that they would also say, yes, I remember that. And I did achieve that.
There's definitely a rock feel to a lot of this album, but you also have some folk sounds and some more traditional Irish fiddle and mandolin. Can you talk about some of your influences?
Well, certainly being a side person through my life, I've been inspired by every artist I've worked with. And being in New York for 25, 26 years, there is a wonderful, wonderful array of ethnic music, and you draw from all the musicians that live here and writers that live here, let alone the people that pass in and out. I worried a little bit about the record being maybe too diverse, but I think I centered in on what I'm about.
You write a lot about relationships, personal relationships, and I wonder what inspired you to write this song, Ain't Going Back.
You're getting real personal. Well, you know, relationships, when they fall apart, it can be very devastating. And at the same time, it can be great fodder for songwriters. And basically, I'd gone through a very long and deep relationship with someone, and we had split up about 6 to 8 months before I wrote that song. And I needed to get some things off my chest.
Once you and me, we were golden. With each other, all the world was right.
As I was listening to the CD, there's you're playing the violin, you're singing at the same time, and I can see how it's done in a studio. But I wonder, what happens when you go on tour? What do you do in concert? I mean, how do you manage to do this all at once? It doesn't seem to be as easy as playing the guitar and sort of putting it aside.
Well, I play guitar, piano, and violin, and a few songs on strum stick, and I started throwing in mandolin, but then I realized you can't do too much on the stage, because if I'm jumping around on instruments, I'm sort of missing out on a connection with the audience, just, you know, eye contact and communication. But playing the violin and singing has come to me sort of naturally, and I think that came through playing on the streets. And I don't use a shoulder rest on my fiddle, so
You're not blocking your vocal cords there.
Exactly. I used to use one, and then I got rid of it because it seemed to hinder my being able to sing and play at the same time. And once I got rid of it, it changed my whole positioning of playing. So actually, I hold my violin more on my shoulder and chest than rather really under my chin. So it gives me the flexibility of my neck to be able to crane over to a microphone or, you know, sing out.
You managed to have Springsteen and his wife singing backup on one of your songs throughout the album. Was it intimidating to ask him to do that?
I'd certainly planned on having Patty on my record, and I knew she would sing on my record because we go back so far. With Bruce, I think I was working on The Rising. We were down in Atlanta, and we came off a 10 or 11 hour recording day, and it was a really, you know, good day, and he felt good, and I felt good, and I'd been wanting to ask him, but I felt that would be a good moment, you know. And he said, of course. And when we went in to record, and Bruce said, what do you want me to sing? So it was a big thrill. I felt kind of bold to ask, but I'm glad I did.
The governor came. The network news stating how that river brought us down to our knees. Oh, Saint Genevieve, my Saint Genevieve, here I was born and raised. You are the heart and soul of me.
I understand you're going to be busy this summer with more Springsteen concerts in New Jersey, New York, and you're going to start your solo tour again after that. When do you have time to write any songs?
I'm trying, you know, snippets here and there. It's been hard because when I have had, you know, time off here and there from Bruce's tour, I've been trying to book my own things. But I do plan on doing a tour, and I do want to get out. And because I am on a small label, it's going to take time to support this record, I think. So I know I'll have the time coming up in the next 6 months.
And you'll be back on the road watching the white lines.
Exactly.
Susie Tyrell, her debut CD is called White Lines. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Michelle.